Tatooine.
Alana screamed again before Leia could reach the little girl's compartment. Leia's gut tightened. Lightsaber unlit, but in hand, she charged at the compartment door. It snapped open, barely getting out of the way in time for Leia to pass through without slamming into its durasteel surface. In the compartment, in the dark, lit now only by a column of light admitted by the door, Alana flailed in her bedsheets, struggling with an unseen enemy. Angie, her fur so puffed up that she looked twice her size, crouched in a corner, ready to pounce. There was just nothing to pounce on. She growled at Leia. Leia sat on the edge of Alana's bed and held the girl.
Alana, you're dreaming. It's all right. You're just having a bad dream.
Alana's eyes were already open. Now, no longer staring wildly, they fixed on Leia.
Fire! She's burning up!
There was such misery in her voice that it made Leia's heart ache. Leia heard a sigh of relief from behind her. She turned to see Han, dressed in nothing but drawers, his blaster in hand, lower his weapon, and switch it to safe mode. Leia gave him a little smile.
Bad dreams. I'll take care of it.
He nodded.
I'll brew us some calf. It's almost done anyway.
Still clumsy from sleepiness, he moved off. The compartment door slid shut.
It wasn't a dream.
Alana was fully awake now, but she was obviously unwilling to let go of what she'd experienced.
It was real.
Look around, sweetie. Is anyone on fire?
Alana shook her head, but her jaw was set. So like Han's and Jason's in its stubbornness.
But she will be.
Who?
Mommy.
Angie hopped up on the bed and settled on the sheet between Alana's feet. The Nexu remained a little puffy. Her attention was all on Alana. Leia felt a little taken aback by the girl's words. For Tenel Ka to enter a conversation now, hours after she had accepted the negotiator's invitation to come to Tatooine, an invitation and an acceptance that had not been announced, could be more than coincidence. Alana was force sensitive.
Tell me about your dream.
She was smiling at me. She was wearing robes like everyone here wears. She was out there on the sand, and I was running to her. Then there was a man made of fire, bright burning fire. He grabbed her from behind, and she started burning.
Tears began to roll down Alana's cheeks.
She was just looking at me, real sad, and she was burning up. And it wasn't a dream. It was different.
Leia used a corner of the sheet to mop up the tears.
Maybe it was more than a dream. But that doesn't make it the truth. Doesn't make it the future. It could be leftover pain from when your mommy lost her arm. That would have been like burning.
I felt it through the Force?
Leia nodded.
But why would the Force do that to me?
Leia smiled.
One of the horrible things about life is that you hardly ever know something like that right now. Later on, you figure it out.
Is she coming here?
Leia paused before answering.
I wasn't going to tell you. It was going to be a surprise. But yes.
For once, news of this sort didn't seem to make Alana happy. She didn't smile.
The man on fire wants to kill her.
If there is such a man, we'll stop him. Or your mother will. She's very, very good at that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Alana didn't seem convinced.
You feeling better?
Uh-huh.
You want some water or milk?
Uh-uh.
Leia hugged her.
You go back to sleep then. Everything will be fine.
Uh-huh.
Once out in the lounge, Leia dropped into a seat beside Han and let out a long sigh.
We may have some new trouble.
Can I shoot it?
Please do.